So the next step, or the next tool we're going to work with, is stabilizing the powerful creative force of each part of our lives. Even though our life as a whole, we can think of it in different parts because our relationship space, our work, our family, our health, our hobby space, whatever the components of your life are, have slightly different vibrations, very much like a room, a house has several rooms, and each room has its own feel. So this is how we can apply that same thing to our lives. So what we're going to do is stabilize the energy of each part of our lives, and we'll do this in a playful way. All right. Just take a breath in and out. Check your connection to the earth. And let's do this with a simple sphere. So let a sphere appear out in front of you, and it might look like a planet, it might look like a soap bubble, but what would be a spherical symbol for your whole life? Maybe it's a beach ball, maybe it's a beautiful marble, maybe it's a glass orb, maybe it's a soap bubble, maybe it's an egg. Just let two or three feet out in front of you, let an orb appear. It just symbolizes the beauty and complexity of your whole life. I did this one time, and it looked like a glass orb, and inside was, it looked like it was just a continuous spherical volcano of just, it was white and red hot, and it was constantly churning, constant movement. Oh God, that's exactly how it feels. Yikes. It was exciting on one hand, but kind of a little too intense on the other. So whatever you see is totally fine. Great. Now what we're going to do is, being right there in your head, your breath in and out, you're going to ask the earth to come up and support that sphere, that orb. So it may be that a pillar of earth comes up. It could be a couple of hands made out of rose petals. It could be a column of water. Just let the imagery appear of the earth coming up and supporting, completely holding the weight, the full weight of your, of this sphere that represents your life. And just let your body be at rest. Notice how your energy and your body responds as the earth takes the full weight. And then watch as the earth draws out any excess charge, kind of like the third prong on the plug, the ground. It takes the surge, the extra charge off, it draws it and drains it right out into the earth. And the earth needs that energy, so no worries. Just watch how that changes the color, the movement of that sphere, that symbol for your life. What we're doing holistically right now is we're asking, we're giving permission, giving ourselves permission to share the manifestation of our life with the earth, with the universe. Right now we're holding on too much, and there's nowhere for the excess to go. There's, you know, when we create something, when something was over with, you know, there's byproduct, there's excess. So we're holding on to all of it. We're holding on to all the candy we've eaten and all the wrappers and the cartons, and it's just starting to pile up and be too much. We're just letting the earth take it so that all that's left is the present moment product. Just what we need right now. Everything else, all the history, all the conversation, everything's been drawn out. And the other thing that's happening is the power and the creative force within our life is being stabilized by a stronger force, which is the entire universe. So if you've ever felt like you're in the middle of this intense thing called your life, and you've got to like keep your hands everywhere to manage it, what we're doing is we're trying to do our job, and we're trying to do the universe's job. So if when you feel overwhelmed by your own life, that is the clue that we're taking over the job of the universe. So we're reminding ourselves that we are both the individual life that we're manifesting, an individual life, our lives, and we're also the universe. So we're engaging the larger part of ourselves, we're engaging the universal self, the rest of the universe, in manifesting the life. We're remembering the immensity of ourselves and engaging that immensity. Okay. And then ask the earth and that full support to move that bubble, that sphere for your life, about 10 feet out in front of you. We're going to give ourselves more room between ourselves and the life we're creating. And by doing this, we're recognizing that we are separate from what we're creating, that our life is a creation. It's not us, it's a creation. We are separate and other than, we're the creator. And by having that, by remembering that, we can be free to make decisions and change our lives simply and profoundly by remembering that. All right. And then you can let that image dissolve.